This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. More testimony in the Nicole Mitchell burglary trial in Becker County. The Minnesota Timberwolves have re-signed two fan favorites. And what does all the recent rain mean for our state? But first, Minneapolis police are investigating the city's latest homicide.
Officers responding to a reported shooting just before 6:30 last night found a man in his 30s suffering from multiple gunshot wounds on the 1500 block of 11th Avenue South in the Elliott Park neighborhood. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says investigators believe there was an altercation between a group of individuals who were on the sidewalk that escalated into gunfire.
There's multiple sources of video that is out here, and we're looking at several.
O'Hara added that the individuals likely knew one another. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Federal prosecutors have handed down a 6-count grand jury indictment against Vance Belter, who's accused of killing former Minnesota House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, as well as shooting State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who survived. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson says Belter left a letter for authorities to find.
In it, Vance Belter confesses to being the man who shot the Hoffmans and the Hortmans that night.
He says Belter goes on to explain his actions.
In his letter, Vance Belter claims that Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota wanted him and approached him about killing United States Senator Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith.
Federal prosecutors add that they've taken steps in seeking the death penalty against Belter, but that decision ultimately lies in the hands of United States Attorney General Pam Bondi. More testimony in the Nicole Mitchell burglary trial in Becker County. In court today, the jury heard from Mitchell's stepmother's power of attorney, Pam Muxfeldt. Prosecutors questioned her about Carol Mitchell's finances and her state of mind, as Nicole Mitchell has said that Carol has Alzheimer's. Nicole Mitchell has said that she was going to get some of her late father's belongings after he passed away without a will, and that she was concerned about her well-being. Muxfeldt on the stand.
Carol felt like they weren't being honest with her, and she felt like things were being taken out of the house when Rod passed and they were there to help with things.
Also on the stand today, Detroit Lakes Police Department Special Agent Doug Vixmark testifying that Mitchell's stepmother told him that she was concerned Nicole was there to kill her and not to take items belonging to her father. Minneapolis city leaders today are reviewing research on a possible municipal grocery store to combat food insecurity in the city. Ward 2 Councilmember Robin Wansley talked with WCCO Radio's Vanita Sokar this morning.
But specifically, even in Ward 2, nearly a quarter of University of Minnesota students have reported experiencing food insecurity. And I think that's just completely unacceptable. And we see, you know, access to water, access to clean air as universally recognized public goods. And I believe food is no different.
Wansley says it's clear the private market is not meeting the city's needs. A published report says the Trump's Justice Department has looked into bringing criminal charges against Minnesota judges and defense attorneys who tried to schedule virtual court hearings for defendants fearful of being arrested by federal immigration officers.
Reuters reports that the investigation into obstruction was opened back in February, but so far no judges or lawyers have been charged. It's also unclear whether or not the investigation is still underway. The probe was launched by controversial former acting Deputy Attorney General Emile Beauvais, who President Trump has nominated to serve a lifetime appointment as a federal appeals court judge. The Senate is to vote on that confirmation tomorrow. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
So what does all the recent rain mean for our state? WCCO's Ari Bergeron and the National Weather Service help break things down.
Although the metro received roughly 1.5 to 2 inches of rain overnight, Caleb Grunsky with the National Weather Service said some areas received much more.
Prior Lake, one observer had 3.78 inches of rain near Egan and Woodbury, 3.25 inches.
Is there any flooding concerns?
We do have minor flooding currently occurring near Morton, Minnesota, and Montevideo, Minnesota, but those are also trending down and should go below minor flood stage by Saturday morning.
Any areas that are still in drought stages?
There's no drought conditions aside from, like, say, up in War Road and Roseau.
But Grunsky says it's nothing to be too concerned with. Ari Bergeron, News Talk, A3OW, CCO.
The St. Paul's School Board votes to include a multi-million dollar funding request in the city's November general election ballot. Superintendent Stacy Stanley says the proposed $37.2 million tax increase is not about expanding programs, but fiscal stability. Last year's $51 million deficit forced the district to draw from its rainy day fund. If the referendum passes, the owner of a medium-valued home would pay an extra $309 in taxes in 2026. Meanwhile, also in St. Paul, the city is preparing to host over 100,000 attendees for the upcoming three-day Minnesota Yacht Club Festival at Harriet Island Regional Park. Parks and Recreation Director Andy Rodriguez says pulling off a large-scale event like this requires extensive planning to make sure concertgoers are safe.
There'll be multiple officers on site, and then outside as well, if you think about traffic control, making sure that there's some type of security or law enforcement presence is the ideal scenario, and that's what we strive for. I also didn't mention that there's a ton of different private security throughout the grounds.
Metro Transit recently announced the Green Line train route to the festival area will be closed for maintenance, but with replacement bus services in place, Rodriguez believes things will run seamlessly. Finally, the Minnesota Timberwolves have re-signed two fan favorites and top scorers last season. Forward Julius Randle and center Naz Reid. Terms of the deals are not released. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.